Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, July 9th, the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And before we take a look at the readings, let me just remind you that I have written a book, a series of meditations on the Gospel of Matthew. And that book is available to you by going to our bookstore. You could go to renewalministries.net/FFJ, renewalministries.net/FFJ, and you'll find information there about the different books I've written. The book that I'm particularly commenting on right now is the book entitled Deeper Conversion. And it has a gospel for every Sunday in ordinary time during the year 2017. If you don't have it, I think you would find it helpful. Go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. You will also be able to get my free booklet by calling our number 1-800-282-4789. That's a toll-free number. 1-800-282-4789 for my free booklet. So both those resources are available to you, and that information will be repeated at the end of the program. Let's take a look now at the first reading, Zechariah 9, verses 9 to 20. Thus says the Lord, "Rejoice heartily, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. See, your king shall come to you. A just Savior is he, meek and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. He shall banish the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The warrior's bow shall be banished, and he shall proclaim peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy and rejoice, because your Savior is coming to you." And that's true for all of us. We're not just reading a passage from Scripture from thousands of years ago. Our Savior comes every day to our hearts and our minds and our spirits. He opens doors for us. He makes a way. But again, he gives us free will, and so we can reject all that. Say, "I don't want that. I want this." We can give in to the God of this world. We can take on the priorities of this world. And it isn't going to lead us to God. What priorities do you have in life? Pay attention. Where do you put your time, your attention, your energy? What do you value most? Psalm 145, "I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. I will extol you, O my God and King. I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you. I will praise your name forever and ever. The Lord is gracious, he's merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works." You just need to keep turning to the Lord, brothers and sisters, and praying psalms like this and saying, "Lord, increase my faith, help me. I fear you, or I doubt you," or whatever the case may be. Say that to the Lord. Acknowledge, confess your weakness. He knows it, but confess it. Open up to the Lord and say, "Lord, I hear that you're gracious and merciful, slow to anger, of great kindness, but it's hard for me to trust you." Say it to the Lord. The Lord is faithful in all his words. He's holy in all his works. The Lord lifts up all who are falling. He raises up all who are bowed down. If we come to him, give him your fear, give him your pain, give him your questions, give him your sorrow, give him your weakness. Give him all of it, all the time, because he is gracious and merciful. He is slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all. He's compassionate toward all his works. That includes you and me. Second reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 9, and then verses 11 to 13. Brothers and sisters, you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. What banishes the Spirit of God from your life? Major sin. And oftentimes, it's a tremendous accumulation of small sins that we never even reflect on. We never repent for. Our intellect can grow dark. Our will can be weakened by habitual sin, even if we call it venial sin. It still can be weakened, brothers and sisters. Mortal sin, it dies. But God will revive it when we repent. Repentance is a good, brothers and sisters. It's not something to shy away from. Repentance brings us into the presence of God and the fullness of all that he wants to give us. Don't be afraid of repentance. It'll set you free. It won't bind you. It won't shackle you. It won't handcuff you. It won't do any of those things. It'll set you free. But the devil wants you to think all those negative things will happen. It won't. Paul says to the Romans, you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you. You're going to be given eternal life, brothers and sisters, if you follow him. That's not a fairy tale. It's a reality. Consequently, brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, that is, if all your goals are just earthly, what appeals to me, myself, and I, what serves me, myself, and I, that kind of approach to life, you will die, and you could die eternally. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Selfishness, anger, hatred, lust, unforgiveness, revenge, etc., etc., etc. Put those aside, no matter how strong they feel in you. Say no. Take up the scriptures. Replace your evil thoughts with the scriptures, with the living word of God that will change your life. I'm not exaggerating. I feel like I'm a broken record some days, but it's almost as though I'm impelled to say it. God wants to give you life. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 to 30. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, in other words, from those that the world says are wise and learned, you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned. Why hidden? Because people who are wise in their own eyes, who are very proud of their knowledge or their understanding, make of those things idols, and they turn away from God. Their God becomes their own mind and their own reputation and their own skills and the letters after their names. There are people who have all of that and do it very humbly, but there are people who do it very proudly. And Jesus says, you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned. The true truths. That which is very true often is hidden from the wise and the learned. The wise in their own eyes, I mean, and the learned in their own eyes. But you have revealed them to little ones, to the simple, to the docile. Are you teachable? Are your eyes fixed on Christ? Then he will reveal himself. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. So Jesus is making it so clear here that if we come to him, if we come to him, we will enter into a relationship with God the Father and with his Son by the power of the Holy Spirit. So he says, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke. That's my priorities, my values. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest. Genuine rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Why is it easy and light? Because we don't carry it alone. Because the Holy Spirit is with us. Because the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ is poured out upon us again and again and again. And when you're carrying something heavy, but not alone, it's easy and it's light. And when Jesus helps us to carry our burdens, when Jesus walks with us, when Jesus assists us, when Jesus is there for us, and he is, and when we decide to live our faith, not just to profess it with our lips, but to live it by giving over to him our family, our work, our own goals, our own hopes, our own dreams, giving them over, saying, Lord, I am your son, I am your daughter, I will follow you all the days of my life. These are my dreams, these are my hopes. Let them bring you honor and glory. Let them bring salvation to my family. Use them however you wish. I put myself in your hands. That's real prayer. And when you do that, God draws closer to you because he won't ever force you. But when you give him that permission, he draws closer to you and he begins to guide you. Oh, the trumpets don't blast and the scrolls don't fall down from heaven most of the time. They don't. But you'll see what I call a quiet revolution take place in yourself, in your own soul. You'll begin to look from God's eyes and to hear from God's eyes. And to hear and listen from his heart. You'll begin to be more and more like him. He will lead you closer and closer to himself. Oh, brothers and sisters, receive all that God has for you. God bless you. For a free copy of my latest booklet, The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings, please call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.